The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Let's quickly check in with Ray Stajic with the Weather Channel. Ray, good morning, and tell us where this storm Dorian, evidently off the coast of Charleston, where is it right now?
Well, it's off the coast by about 70 miles, and that's the center of Dorian, but certainly we don't want to concentrate on the center because the impacts are being felt well away from the center, with over 160,000 now without power, customers, that is, in the state of South Carolina. We had a confirmed tornado caught on video just north of Myrtle Beach, and in Columbus County in North Carolina, also reports of a confirmed tornado producing some damage. So I just got the stats in, the 8 o'clock update from the Hurricane Center. Dorian still 115 mile per hour, Category 3 storm, moving north and now northeast at 8 miles per hour. So was moving north earlier this morning, heading toward Charleston, but just as the models predicted, it would start taking a little bit of a turn to the east. It has done that, but still raking parts of the South Carolina coast and just inland with strong winds and heavy rainfall and some storm surge flooding.
So I guess that's good news that it took a bit of a turn, but what are the models showing? I mean, do we think that that it's actually going to make landfall, or is it going to stay out?
Well, models are taking it into the Outer Banks of North Carolina and possibly making a landfall just to the east and southeast of Harker's Island. That's just to the west of the Cape Lookout National Seashore. That's the first time the Hurricane Center has it onshore and the center making landfall in the continental U.S.
Wow.
So, you know, there is a chance, Joey. I mean, you just look at the Outer Banks and how small a piece of land and how much real estate the Hurricane Center has, the center of the storm passing through, and it's not a lot. Any shift of the track to the west, and there's a chance we may not have a U.S. landfall, but still, don't want to concentrate on the center because in the center of the eye of the hurricane, actually, there's no wind, there's no precip. It's the north and northeastern side of the eye wall where we're seeing the strong storms right now. Another batch ready to head into Myrtle Beach. Another one toward Jacksonville in North Carolina. And on the north and the northwest side, some real strong winds close to hurricane force getting into Charleston. And that water rise also with a surge expected of about 4 to 7 feet. Myrtle Beach, you can get in on a 4 to 7 foot water rise also as we're starting to see some of that surge come in through the coastal areas of South Carolina. That's going to start moving north into North Carolina here shortly, with that previously mentioned landfall sometime maybe early tomorrow morning.
Sure. And Ray, what should we expect here in upstate South Carolina and western North Carolina?
Well, if you're cruising out and about right now, take a quick look. See those clouds right there? That's about it from Dorian. A little bit of cloud around, some sun's trying to stream through. If anything, it's about all we see, as the cloud mass actually is pretty good coming off and blowing off from Dorian. As looking at the satellite picture right now, well, maybe not, because it just froze on me. There may be some mid- and high-level cloud around, but that's about it. All the impacts in terms of rain and wind are going to stay well to our east.
So we're not going to experience any of that then?
No, yeah. Certainly doesn't look like it. Something, yeah. Let's see, beyond my meteorological skills and expertise would have to happen in order for that to happen, yeah, at this point. Since now, especially, it's starting to get that little bit of an easterly component.
Sure, yeah. Ray Stajic, yeah, with the Weather Channel, thank you again for checking in with us, sir. Have a great day.
You too.
Sure.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.